This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, everyone. Bruchim Abam, Shalom Aleichem. We continue in Daf HaShavua, Maseches Yevamos, Daf Tzadi Hei Amar Aleph. So the Gemara just had a question that if somebody lives with their wife's sister, B'shoigig, their wife should become usher to them. Similar to if a woman, thinking her husband died, lives with another man, her husband is usher to her. So if a man lives with his wife's sister, his wife should be usher to him. And the Gemara says, no. When a woman lives with another, commits adultery, b'mezid, so b'shoigeg, the Rabbanan asserd. But if somebody lives with their wife's sister, b'mezid, their wife is not asser. So b'shoigeg, le'gazru Rabbanan. So we now begin Daf Tzadi Hey Amin Aleph. Second line. U'minalan d'layasira. How do you know the wife? How do you know that if you live with your wife's sister, your wife is not asser? The Tanya, we learned in a braisa, oisa. It says if a man will live with her, so she becomes usher to her husband. Only a woman who commits adultery is usher to her husband, but not a woman who their husband lives with their sister. She doesn't become usher to her husband. Oisa shchivasa oisarta. Her laying with another man prohibits her. Ve'en shchivasa achoisa oisarta. But the laying of his wife will not asser. The laying of one's sister will not asser her. Okay, so that's the drasha. The drasha is oisa. Only a woman who commits adultery becomes usher to her husband, but not if the woman's sister lives with the husband, does the woman become usher to her husband. Why would I think otherwise? Says Gemara, Sheyachal, I would have thought, Bahaloi Dinhu. We can make the following a fortiori argument, the following Kavachaymer. Now, this is going to be an enigmatic Kavachaymer that the Gemara on the bottom of the page will try to interpret. And I'm going to ruin the story for you from the beginning, because I'm just that kind of guy. And I'm going to tell you what the Kal V'chomer means, so you have to make believe when the Gemara is struggling to identify the meaning of the Kal V'chomer that you don't know. But just to get some understanding over here, we're going to have to explain what it means. The Gemara's Kal V'chomer is like this. Uma b'makom sheba al iser kal. If in a situation where someone lives and violates a light iser, ne'asar ha'iser, the one who created the iser becomes aser. Makam shabal iser chamor, somebody who lives with a strict iser, einoy din, all the more so, she'ne'asar ha'iser, that the one who created the iser should become aser. Again, the words are, in a situation where someone who violates a lenient iser, the one who created the iser becomes usher. Certainly in a situation where somebody violates a strict iser, the one who created the iser should become iser, should become usher. Now, the Gemara does not know what the lenient iser is, and who we're referring to when we say the one who created the iser becomes usher. But the case we're trying to learn to is by a strict iser. The strict iser is achos isha. A wife's sister is a very strict iser, because if one divorces their wife's sister is still usher to them. You can't remove iser achos isha with a get. In that case, the one who created the iser, now that's the one who created this is your wife. When you married your wife, that created the iser of achos isha. Certainly, when you violate that iser of achos isha, living with your wife's sister, your wife who created it should become usher to you. But who's the one who, what's the lenient iser that we say the one who created it becomes usher to the woman? And ultimately, the Gemara is going to identify that that's going to take place tomorrow. The lenient iser is a married woman. Huh? A married woman is usually a very strict iser. It's going to be lenient in the sense that it can be terminated. So a married woman who, if she lives with another man, she becomes, if she lives with another man, the man who created her iser, namely her husband, becomes usher to her. Again, when there's a violation of a lenient iser, namely a married woman who commits adultery, the reason why it's considered lenient is because that iser could be terminated with a get. The one who created that iser, namely the husband, becomes usur to her when she violates iser eshasish. Alachas kama v'kama, when a man violates a strict iser, namely living with his wife's sister, then we should say the wife becomes usur to him. And therefore I have a gzeras shava, a gzeras hakosav of oisa. No, only the relations of a married woman usur the woman, and the relation living with your wife's sister does not usur her. Says the Gemara, that's the kal v'chomer that I would have made. The Holy Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Lo nechleku beis Shammai ubeis Hillel beba al chamoisai shapoisel asishtai." The Academy of Shammai, the Academy of Hillel, do not argue that if you live with your mother-in-law, that your wife becomes asur to you. That they all agree, that if somebody lives, has relations with their mother-in-law, their wife becomes asur to them. What do they argue about? If somebody lives with their wife's sister, Rishama says that your wife becomes asur to you. Beisol says, no, your wife does not become pasul to you. Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yossi says, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel do not argue about someone Rabbi Yossi says Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel do not argue if you live with your wife's sister Shaloi Poisel says does not ask your wife. So this is different than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that they argue about Achos Ishtai. Rabbi Yossi says, nah, they don't argue about Achos Ishtai. Everybody agrees if you live with your wife's sister, you don't asur your wife. Your wife is not asur to you. Ama nechleku, what do they argue about? Bebaal chamoisai, they argue about your mother-in-law. Shebeishamai yomim paiso, beisolomir loy paiso. Beishamai says that if you live with your mother-in-law, your wife is asur. Beis Hillel says, your wife is not asur. So these are two versions, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says, they argue about a mother-in-law. Excuse me, they agree that a mother-in-law is asur is your wife. If you live with your mother-in-law, your wife becomes asur. They argue about whether, if you live with your sister-in-law, your wife becomes asur. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, everybody agrees if you live with your sister-in-law, your wife does not become usur. They argue about a mother-in-law. Lefi, and now what is this Lefi going on? This is going on Rabbi Yossi. Rashi explains, Rabbi Yossi is explaining why they don't argue about Achos Isha. Why does everybody agree that if you live with your sister-in-law, your wife is not usur? Listen carefully. The reason why everyone agrees, l'fisha b'tchila hu motor b'chala nashim shabaylam. In the beginning, before this guy had the great idea of getting married, he was permitted to all women in the world. V'hi mutas b'chala nashim shabaylam. She's mutter to all men in the world. That was the state of man and woman before their marriage. Kidsha, if he marries her, hu oisra, he asurs her, v'hi oisartoi, and she asurs him. Now, who's asuring who more? Does a man asur a woman more, or does a woman asur a man more? Obviously, the man asurs the woman more, because the woman now becomes asur to everyone in the world, but she does not asur him to too many people. She only asurs him to her relatives. But he could still marry as many wives as he wants, midaraisa. Meruba iser sha'asra, greater is the iser that he asurs her, me iser sha'asarta, sha'asartuhu, sha'asartehu, Anyone have nekudos? What's the correct pronunciation of that word? She'asrasu. Anyone? She'asrasu. Yeah, did I get that right? She'asrasu. That she asers him. Greater is the iser that he asers her than she asers him. Why? Shehu asra b'chal anashim shaba'olam. He asers her in all women of the world. V'hi lo asrasu ela b'krovasa. She does not aser him, only in her relatives. So now that we've established that he is asering her much more than she asers him, following that line of logic, let's extrapolate as follows. V'haloi dinhu. Let's make the following kavachomer. Umahu sha'asra b'chal anashim shaba'olam. If he who asers her to all women in the world, shigiga be'asur la eina ne'esares. If she was shoigeg in someone who is asur to her, she's not asur to her husband. In a situation where she b'shoigeg lives with another man, she is not usur. Eina ne'eseres b'mutter la, she is not usur to the husband who is permitted to her. So we know that if she is a shoigeg, she is not usur to her husband. If she thinks her husband may have died and b'shoigeg lives with another man, she is not asr to her husband. But she, shaloy asr asu ela b'krovasa, said that only asrs him to her relatives. Shagag b'asr loy, if he, by accident, lives with her sister, ein odin shaloy ne'aser loy b'mutar loy. Certainly, his wife should not become asr to him. In other words, if a woman who commits adultery is not usher to her husband when she does a b'shoigeg, if he lives with her sister b'shoigeg, certainly his wife should not be usher to him. Because after all, what he does to her is a lot more chumer than what she does to him. So if in terms of her iser, which is much more chumer, but if she commits adultery b'shoigeg, she's still permitted to her husband. So when he lives with her sister b'shoigeg, his wife should be mutter to him. Says the Gemara, okay, that's very nice. We're trying to figure out if when he lives with the sister Bemezid, whether his wife is usher to him. Why are you talking about Shogeg? How do we know Mezid? Says the Gemara, v'zeh hadin l'shogeg. This applies to Shogeg. L'mezid minayin. How can we know that if he lives with the sister-in-law Bemezid, his wife is still mutter? The answer is Tamaloymer Oysa. That's why I need the Gzeres HaKos of Oysa, that only adultery asers a woman, and the husband living with her sister does not aser her. Oysa shchivasa oysarta v'ein shchivasa achoysa oysarta. So we have two opinions. Again, Rabbi Yossi says everyone agrees that achos ishtoi doesn't passel the wife, and Rabbi Yehuda says v'sham b'sola argue about They don't argue about a mother-in-law, but they do argue about a sister-in-law that Beis Shammai would say it does aser. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami said, Amar Rish Lakish, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda, Dachsiv, Ba'esh Yisroifu, Oysoi V'eshen. Rav Ami said, in the name of Reish Lakish, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? Who says that if you live with your mother-in-law, your wife is asur to you. Right? Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, everyone agrees, that if you live with your mother-in-law, your wife is asur to you. What's the reason? The pasuk says, "Ba'esh yisroifu, you will be burnt in fire." Oisai him vs hen and them. So think about the case. It's talking about someone who had relations with their mother-in-law, and it's saying you'll be burnt in fire and they. Who's the they? We know the mother-in-law, but what did your wife do wrong? Maybe she was dumb enough to marry you, But in this situation over here, she didn't do any Avera. What did she do wrong? Her husband lived with her mother. So the husband is Chayiv Sreifa. The mother is Chayiv Sreifa. But why does it say they are burnt in fire? You got to burn the whole house? I understand you burn the mother-in-law. You burn the husband. But the wife didn't do anything wrong. Says Gemara, oh, when it says they, if it doesn't mean that they burn the wife, it must mean that the wife at least becomes usur to her husband. Im eino inyan l'sreifa, tneu inyan l'isura. That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, since it says they will go up in fire, so therefore we darshan, not literally the wife will be burned because the wife didn't do anything wrong, but rather the wife will, the wife will be usur to her husband. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said, Nimshul, ain't halacha ka Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. That we paskin like Beis Hillel, the wife is not usur if you live with your mother-in-law. Hahuda avar yisura b'chamaseh. So there was somebody who did an isur with his mother-in-law. Somebody lived with his mother-in-law. Asya Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda brought him. Nagdein, he gave him Malkus. Amar Leh, he said to the guy, by the way, Ilav da Amar Shmuel in Alacha ka Rabbi Yehuda. Had Shmuel not said that Alacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, then Asrisa Alach Yisura da Alam, we would have asked you with an eternal Isra to your wife. Because again, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you live with your mother-in-law, your wife is Asr. The only thing is, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Had Shmuel not said the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, then he says to this guy who lived with his mother-in-law, we would have answered your wife to you forever and ever. Why did he get Malkus and not Sreifa? So either, in order to give Mises Bezin, we got to have Eidos. But I would say, because this is in the time of Rav Yehuda. And in times of Rabbi Yehuda, the Beis Din did not give capital punishment. This was in more modern times, where the Beis Din did not have the kayach to administer such punishment. Okay, now let's go back to the original Kal v'chomer. The original... Who? I always love Rishonim from France, you know? Those are the best.
He probably wasn't properly warned either.
He properly wasn't warned. I mean, you're right, you could say one of those two cases. Who's talking, by the way? They? Dr. Phil. Okay.
Hartsbrill says this. I wouldn't know this.
Okay. On the 30th yard site of Mr. Schadenstein, that should be an Eloi to his neshama. Okay. So... let us continue. So the Gemara started off with the Kal v'chomer. Now, why we have the biggest oilam of Yevamis on the hardest amud, I don't know. But it definitely gives us a boost, by the way. It goes much easier when we have more people because we have more siyata d'shmaya. So keep them coming. The Gemara started off the Kal v'chomer that how do we know that if you live with your sister-in-law, your wife is not usur to you. The Gemara learned it out from the pasuk of Oysa. Only adultery usurs a woman and not the husband's living with the sister-in-law. And the Gemara says, well, I would have made a Kal v'chomer. If someone who violates a lenient isur is usur to his wife, certainly if somebody violates the strict isur of Achos Isha, his wife should be usur. The only thing is we don't know what the lenient isur is. Says Gemara, my isur kal. What is the lenient isur over here? Amar Rav Chizda said, the lenient isur is machsir gerushasai mishanises. The lenient isur is someone who takes back his divorcee after she marries someone else. Now we know that if you take back your divorcee, she is usur to you. But now, listen to the Gemara's case. Ba'aleha, hi. So Reuven divorced his wife. Ba'aleha, hi. Shimon lives with her. Asra le dahai. He asers her to Reuven. Ba'aleha, idach, if Shimon then divorces her and Reuven lives with her, Asra ale dahai. She now becomes asr to Shimon. So in other words, if a man divorces his wife, and then she goes and does nisuin to someone else, so she's asr to her first husband. If that guy divorces her, and she lives with the first husband, so then she's asr to the second husband. So the Kal V'Chomer is like this. Take a look at Rashi. Ba'aleha hai kishenissa ha'achroin atzalarishan ba'aleha acher gersha hasheni. If the second one divorces her, zirishan harelecha iser kal belav. When he takes her back, that's a lenient iser. It's only a lav. The fact that if the first husband takes her back, that's a lenient iser. But when he lives with her, he's assering the one who created the iser. Who created the iser to the first husband? The second husband. So the one who created that iser will become assur when the first husband lives with her. Because to the second husband, she's again grusha mishanises. That's what it means. She became assur to the one who created the iser. And that's the lenient iser, says the Gemara. Ma lemachzer grushasai, are you going to make a kavachamer for machzer grushasai? Mishanises, there it's different than achos isha. By machzer grushasai, the woman herself was defiled. Shekein nitma haguf. Her body was defiled by living with the second guy. But when you live with Achos Isha, your wife's body was not defiled. Now, she didn't do anything wrong. So why should she be usher to you? I understand the Machzer Grushasai is usher to you. I understand the Machzer Grushasai becomes usher to the one who created the Isser, because when the first husband takes her back, he is defiling her body. But your wife never was defiled. You just lived with her sister. Furthermore, v'isura b'roiv. Furthermore, her iser is in the many. What does that mean, that her iser is in the many? This woman, who became usher to the second husband, she would have become usher to the second husband had she lived with any amount of any man in the world. So, since anyone could create that iser, so maybe that's why she is usher to the second guy. Mashen kein achos isha. There's not anybody who would be able to usher the wife. No, it's only if the husband lives with that sister. So now the husband's going to become usher to achos isha. And the Isura Isser Olam. When it comes to Achos Isha, it's a Isser Olam. Masha Inkein. Meaning the Isser of Machzer Grushasai is an Isser Olam. The Isser of Achos Isha is not an Isser Olam. Because Achos Isha is not Osir so long if the sister dies. So now we have to move on to another possibility of what the Isser Kal is from which we're making the Kal V'Chomer. Ella Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, you know what the Isser Kal that this Kal V'Chomer is from? Ella Amar Reish Lakish, Yevama. The Isser is an Isser Yevama. Says the Gemara, Yevama Laman. The Isser of Yevama to who? Ilema la'acher, if the Isser Yevama that we're talking about is for Yevama to marry Lashuk, and if she marries Lashuk, she becomes Usher to the Yavam like Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna, Damar Rav Hamnuna, Shemeres Yavam, Shazimsa, Shemeres Yavam, that's Mazana, is like a married woman, that's Mazana, Asur Liyevma, Liyevama. She's Asur to the Yavam. In other words, so you say the Kal v'Chomer is as follows. In a case where there's an Isser Kal, the Isser Kal is if a man would marry a Yavama who's Zakuk Liyevam, so that's an Isser Kal, it's only an Isser Lav, and it asers her to her Yavam. So, Kal v'Chomer, an Isser Chamor, if somebody lives with Achos Ishtai, then his wife would become Asser. Says Gemara, well, that's very different. Mali Yavama Shekein Nitma Haguf. Again, the Yavama who lives with somebody, her body is being defiled. But when you live with your wife's sister, your wife was not defiled. And the Yisura Barayv, the Yavama's, the Isser to the person who creates the Isser, the person who contributes to the Isser could be anybody, could be any man in the world that lives with the Yavama. Ella, rather, Yavama la'achin, the Isser of the Yavama to the brothers. How's that? A woman falls to Yibam to many brothers. Avad ba'maimer. If Reuven, the first brother, does maimer, Hayasrale. Excuse me. Avad ba maimer hai. If this one does maimer, asra ale dahai. It asers the other. So in other words, if one brother does maimer, then the other one becomes Asr. So Avad ba Maimer, if let's say the first brother is Maimer, Avad ba Maimer hai, Asr ale dahai. She becomes Asr to Shimon. Ba ale idach, if Shimon lives with her, Asr ale dahai. She becomes Asr to the Baal ha-maimer. Look at Rashi. Ela yivam ala achin. Shaba ala echad min ha-achin be-isr. If one of the brothers lives with her b'isr, asra al ha'isra alav. She becomes asr to the one who asr'd her. So what's that case? V'hechidami. The case is, says Rashi, da'avad ba'kama maimer. The first brother did maimer. And by doing that, va'asra al-idach, she became asr to the second brother. V'hai maimer yivamin d'rabananhu. We know that even though midai raisa, the woman is zakuk li'ibam, and one of the brothers just does yibam, but midrabanan, the rabbanan want one of the brothers to do maimer. It's not a kedushin to be an eshesish, but it's a kedushin de rabbanan. And when the second brother lives with her, the second brother is violating an iser kal because she has some kind of formal kedushin from the first brother. And when the second brother lives with her b'iser, she becomes usher to the first one. The first one assered her to the second one. And when the second brother lives with her, she then becomes assered to the first brother. So that's an example of an Isser Kal. Because to live with this woman who's only received Maimer, she's not an Ashesish. She just had Maimer. And by living with the Balas Maimer, so the brother who was previously Asr to her, now Asr's her to the one who gave the Maimer. Says the Gemara, Mayir Yeshabala Sheni. Why would you have to pick a case where the second... Again, so this would be a case, let's just get clear, where living with a woman, Be'isr Kal, will aser her to the one who asered her. The Baal HaMamer asered her, and living with her will aser her to the Baal HaMamer who asered her. So Gemara says, "My area Shabala," but this. What?
Why isn't there the same issue of Shekinit Mahaguf?
So it's not so nit mahaguf because she only has maimer midrabanan perhaps. So maybe you wouldn't call that nit mahaguf. In the previous case, we're talking about machzor grushasai or yivama lashuk. But maybe in this case, we would not call it nit mahaguf. But the Gemara asks, Ma'ir Yeshaba Sheni, then why would it have to dafka be where the second guy lived with her? Afilo Avad Banami Maimer. Even if the second guy did Maimer, he would answer her to the first brother. Says Gemara, Haloi Kasha, that's not a question. Karam Gamliel, you can say like Gamliel, Da'amar Imaimer Achar Maimer. Gamliel says, a second Maimer is ineffective. Ela Afilo Nasan La Get, but even if the second guy gave her a get, Vafil Chalat or did Chalitza, she would be answer to the first guy. So the Gemara says, let's try one more option. Ela Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Soita, the Isser Kal that were, if somebody violates an Isser Kal, the husband becomes Asr to her, the Isser we're talking about is an Isser Soita. Says Gemara, what are we talking about? Soita Laman, who is she a Soita to? Ilay Malabal, if we're talking about to the husband, namely, Ba'aleha Baal Asra. So what's the case? A woman went into seclusion with another man, and she was warned. So now, who created that Isser? The Ba'al. So if she lives with the Baal, she's Asr to the Baal. That's an Isr Kal. Ba'aleha Baal, Asr aleha de Baal. If the husband lives with her, she's Asr to the Baal. But the question is, there's nothing to do with the husband living with her. She was Asr to the husband. She was Asr to the Baal, even if the husband didn't live with her. Ba'aleha Baal, Asr aleha de Baal. Ma'iriya Ba'aleha, even if the husband didn't live with her. Afilu nasan laget, even if he divorced her. Va'afilu ein ani mashke. Va'afilu amar ein ani mashke. Even if he just says, you know what, I'm not going to give her a chance to prove her innocence, she's usher to the bayal. The husband does not have to live with her to be usher with the bayal. The husband just has to put her in a matzav where she's not going to drink the soda waters. And if she doesn't drink the soda waters, she'll become usher to the bayal. And therefore, we'll see the next possibility tomorrow. And until then, wish you a wonderful evening. Please brace yourselves for the Wednesday night show this week, which will be about Russia and the Purim story. Unbelievable stuff. How the connection between Paras and Russia. It's Oyoim Noira. Okay? Dvarim Noiram. Marav Raboisai, have a good night. And I think Wednesday they start the daf for Yevamos. So hopefully our learning Yevamos will be either a good hachana for that or for the next time we learn Yevamos in Daf HaShavua, which will be in Ayoyvel, Ukarasam Darar of L'chol Ha'aretz. Okay, have a good night, everyone. Kol Tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.